Anonymous asks, should bulimics say brachot achronot if they don't receive nutritional benefit from the food? Okay, it's clear, or pretty clear, that the first bracha, the bracha before you eat the food, goes pretty much on the enjoyment, at least, of swallowing it. And therefore, even if you know that you're going to vomit up that food, eventually you have to make a bracha before you eat it. The bracha after eating, there is a difference of opinion whether someone who vomited up the food has to make a bracha achrona after that fact. Basically, I think the halacha would be the following. If you ate bread enough to be filled at a regular meal, so the benching is from the Torah, then you should bench even if you vomited up the food before that. If you ate less bread than being full, with the halacha of benching is only, the responsibility of benching is only rabbinic, or you ate other foods that necessitate a bracha achrona, so then if you ate the food and it remained inside for an amount of time where you felt satisfied and then you vomited it up, then you should still say a bracha achrona. If not, and you vomit it up almost immediately, then because of the doubt, because there are opinions that you don't make a bracha achrona, you should not say a bracha achrona.